Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Wings Radio program, where we hope you will be uplifted and motivated by what you hear tonight. If you would like to join other listeners in the live chat room, go to www.wingsofprophecy.com and click on the live chat tab. Now here's your host, Glenda Lankus.
Welcome to the Wings Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lankus, and today the subject of our show is going to be talking about anointing. And I have two lovely ladies with me, and talk about anointing. These ladies have got the anointing going on, and we're going to talk about spiritual warfare today. We're going to talk about anointing with oil, including the doorpost of your house, and you are going to hear some fabulous stories. I'd like to introduce to you my very good friend, Nicole Guillory in Louisiana. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
And my other good friend, Lindy Pierce of Lion of Judah Oils. Welcome to the show, Lindy. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here with you all.
And we're going to start out talking. I want to talk with Nicole briefly about, Nicole has been teaching a spiritual warfare series at her church. And Nicole took the route that I kind of took when I first began learning about the Lord. I took it because I had no other options before me, but she is letting the Holy Spirit teach her. Nicole, would you tell us a little bit about that, how that all started?
Sure. I've been married for almost 19 years, and my husband is not saved. I had one day in church, we had a minister come who I trust greatly, and he moves in the prophetic. And he twice between years told me that I was going to start doing spiritual warfare and I was going to get the demons out in the house and they were not going to be allowed to come back.
Wow.
So after the second time he told me this, it kind of sunk in. And I remember coming home from the meeting and being so excited I couldn't sleep and the whole house was sleeping. And I sat there in the dark, and I was like, I'm going to do spiritual warfare. And then I thought, how do I do that? And I was so amazed that being a Christian since I was 9 years old, and but right now I'm 38, I had no idea how to do that. It was the revelation of you hear about it, but you don't actually know how to practice it was astounding to me. And so I trusted God that he was going to start to teach me how to do spiritual warfare. And when I started researching it, I would read some books, and I'd kind of pick up things, but I wanted a manual is what I wanted. I wanted to find a step-by-step, and I realized that it just isn't there. And so I had to start slowly letting God teach me. And I'm realizing now that the best way to learn is to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it in school, we've learned so many things. I mean, I took calculus in high school. I made an A. I don't even know what calculus is.
I don't know what it is either.
I know. So the best way to learn is to do it, because then you never forget it. And that's what he's been showing me.
I agree. And your father is a pastor, correct?
Yes, he is.
So you spent basically 30 years sitting in the pew of the church under your father's teaching, and under whatever other churches that you attended under their teaching. But it's not, I don't think it's a common thing for spiritual warfare to be taught in churches anymore.
Yes, I know. I know, and that amazed me, which is why as I would learn, and I would get so excited, and it was just like, I don't know, God unlocking something in my brain, and I want to tell everybody. And I would have people say, well, Nicole, you need to teach. And I would think, I can't do that. Of course, I realized it wasn't me saying that. Now I know this.
You can do it because I've heard your first session, and it was excellent. It was excellent.
Oh, thank you. Well, that wasn't me. That was Jesus. But that's what I learned, that you can do all things through Christ. And so
yes.
I decided to start teaching so that I could help other people learn what I learned and really realize that if we don't do this, we're not going to make it.
I agree completely. And I think that here lately in the spiritual realm, that warfare has had to be ramped up because there are so many attacks going on right now. And there's such weird things that are attacking all of us that we haven't dealt with before. And so I think everybody's having to fight harder and learn how to fight if they've not done it before, because the other option is you just get beat up all the time. And that's,
right.
So, that's certainly not what Jesus died for, us to get beat up all the time.
No, either that you get beat up or you give up. And neither one is an option.
Amen. 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 Well said. Tell us about some of the things that you've learned or experienced lately that you can share with the listeners in doing warfare.
Well, the first thing that he told me was one flesh. And so I know that being that my husband's not saved, that I can do things for him that he can't do for himself yet. That there is a measure of grace given to him from mm-hmm. me.
Uh-huh.
And
that
was the first step that I took. Recently, I'm learning that praying in tongues is amazingly powerful, way more than what I thought it was. And I think the devil tells people that doesn't work on purpose because it works so well.
I agree.
I would always think, well, I can't cast things out of my husband because he's not saved. And that may be true to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But I started doing it in the spirit, knowing that God has it. I have to trust him. And if I'm praying in the spirit, I can't be doing it wrong. So
mm-hmm.
I just started attacking it that way.
And are you seeing some results? Are you seeing, is it helping?
Yes. Is he delivered yet? No. I mean,
well, deliverance is a journey, sometimes a long one. Mine was.
Yes. I don't know what religious backgrounds y'all come from, but in ours specifically, mm-hmm. we really weren't taught that Christians needed to worry about demons. I didn't think we could have them. And I have, in the last year, I've learned that was so not true. And I think God let me experience a lot of deliverance myself just so that I learned how to do it. Not necessarily that anything was wrong with me that I had all these demons.
Everybody has demons except Jesus. We all had some
right.
because it comes in through the generational DNA. We don't have any choice. Mm-hmm. They're attached.
Yes, and even my own children. If I'd have known this as a child, I would have made such a difference. But
As a child, I think my childhood would have been radically different because I would have taught it to my younger brother and we would have been doing some house cleaning.
Yes, exactly. I think the biggest thing that God's showing me right now is fear versus faith. That it's mm-hmm. not that you need more faith, it's that you need to not have fear because the fear cancels out your faith.
Faith is a grain of mustard seed.
Right, just like
mustard seed, you know, I've heard is very pure and cannot be hybrid with any other seed.
Yes, just like Peter walking on the water, he had faith. He got out and walked, right? And
uh-huh.
then when he started to sink, Jesus said, "Where's your faith?" That means it went away. It did not that he didn't have enough, but that the fear that he
the
had
fear drove
took his
it
faith
out.
Away.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that. I like
so that.
Them.
That really made a difference in the way I see things, you know, because fear is the devil's first form of attack.
Yeah.
When I first started doing spiritual warfare, I was just praying. This is like really at the beginning. I was just praying for my husband, and the devil said, "You better stop because he's going to get up and he's going to kill you." And I stopped because it scared me.
The devil is a liar. Anything he tells you is automatically a lie, isn't it?
Yeah, and it works because I stopped instantly. I mean, it scared me.
The demons, you know what? The demons scare a lot of people into leaving them alone. That's a fact that I have noticed for years as I've been learning this and teaching about it.
Yes. And, I mean, the spiritual warfare thing, I started it because God told me that. But I really wasn't seeing any kind of demonic activity in my house because I wasn't aware it was there, I guess. You don't see things until God shows it to you. And so once I started learning, then they started showing themselves to me. Wow. And fear is the first thing that they use. And now they know that doesn't work. Well, they use other things.
Yeah. Well, usually for most people, one can just show up and the whole house is going to be scared, right? But if you're anointed for warfare, they're going to show up and you're going to be more prone to get angry than get afraid. Because once you got the anointing, you know you have authority over them, and it will make you angry like someone trying to break into your house. Because they're trespassing. They're not supposed to be there. You're not only a Christian, you're a worship leader. So they really don't like you.
Wow. That was the first thing God told me. I was probably 11 years old, and he told me I was going to be the worship leader in my dad's ministry. He told me that before he told my dad he was going to be a preacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I've been playing the piano since I was 9 years old, and I started doing worship in our old church before my dad was a minister at around 11, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow. Both your fathers must be so proud of you, your heavenly father and your earthly father. That is incredible.
Thank you. I'm just doing what I was told. It's not anything, you know.
Well, I think it's fantastic. You know, I don't have any problems speaking in front of people, but I would be terrified to get up and try to solo sing. I can sing with other people okay, but if you put me by myself, I'll clam up. Because I've never done it.
Yeah. Well, that's how I felt about teaching for the first time. But you do it, and then the devil tells you you can't, and you do it, and you realize he's lying, and then it gets easier each time you do it.
That is cool. I like that. So he's really teaching you a lot of things as you go along.
Yeah.
And talk to me about what he told you about speaking his word out, and what that does. Because God has spoken that to me many times, and had me write about even that very thing.
I specifically remember being attacked demonically. Now, at the time, I wasn't aware that's what was going on. I was in my kitchen, and my cabinet door had fallen off, and I had just redid my whole kitchen myself. I figured out a way to do it where it only cost me like $100. I didn't have the money to redo my kitchen, so I did it myself. I like to do arts and crafts, and I just love that kind of stuff.
I'm a crafty person, but I couldn't do like cabinet doors or anything.
My door had fallen off, and my husband was sitting in the living room watching TV, and the kids were running amok somewhere. I have four children. I was trying to hold the door up and try to get it screwed back on, and it had stripped the hole. There was a big commotion, and I was trying to glue it, and I don't know. And the devil was just beating my mind up, and he kept saying, "Look at all that you do. You can't do all this by yourself. Look at this. You're even sitting in the living room watching TV. What is he doing? He's not doing anything." And it just kept beating me up. And I was at the point of crying, and I kept saying, "That's not true. Stop thinking that way, Nicole. Stop it." And I was thinking it was me telling me all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just kept going, probably a good 10, 15 minutes. It kept beating me up. And just, I can't even remember all the stuff he told me, but it was pretty good to get me crying. And finally I said, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." And it stopped instantly. And I was like, wow, that was cool. Okay, so the next day I hadn't connected what it was I did. I was just glad it finally stopped. And I got what I was doing. I got it done, and great. Okay, so the next day I'm sitting in the living room. I'm reading. I was in Genesis, and I started at the beginning. And I was reading about how God created the world And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit said, or God said, "How, Nicole, how did I create the world?" And I said, "You spoke it out." He said, "Yes. What did you do yesterday in the kitchen?" "Oh, I spoke the word." And it was like a light bulb went off. And he said, "The amount of power when I spoke the word out and I made the world, that power coming out of my mouth comes out of your mouth when you apply the word in your life in the situation that you're going through."
Wow.
And he showed me that that's how Jesus fought the devil in the desert. A lot of people think, well, we've seen it in movies where the devil standing in front of him, tempting him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in his mind, just like we do. He does to us.
Yeah.
And he used the word. And the thing is the 15, 20 minutes I was arguing with the demons in my brain, they could argue right back with that. But when I spoke the word, they can't argue with the word of God. And that's why it stopped instantly.
I love that. That is really good. And you had told me the other day that God had taught you something about standing, and he had just recently given me a word about standing and fighting. Will you share with us what he taught you about standing?
Well, when I was doing my sermon for the spiritual warfare thing, I went through the different, the armor, we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But the verse that says, "Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil."
Mm-hmm. Ephesians.
And then, yeah. Yeah, it's in Ephesians. Is it six?
Six. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, I don't even know what reference this is, but the scripture that says, "When you've done all to stand, just stand."
Yeah, I want to say it's 6:13, but I bet my memory's not right.
Yeah. But standing is important, because if you're not stepping forward with your battle, sometimes we just need to stand and not let him take what we've already learned. We don't want to go backwards.
We don't want to lose ground that we've already taken.
Right. Like, let's say you started reading your Bible more or spending more time with God, and then the devil starts attacking you and gets you really busy to where, oh, you're just not doing it anymore, or, I have all this stuff to do, then he's taken what God's already told you and you were doing to begin with. He's taken that ground from it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, standing is important, because when we stand, we get stronger, and then we'll be ready to take another step.
I like that. That's really good. Okay, Linda, you still with us?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I'm taking notes as we...
So am I. So am I. She is getting some incredible revelation. You told me that you had some really interesting stories of people using anointing oil, or you using anointing oil and things that had happened. Would you share with us some of those?
Sure.
I want to give Nicole a break before we run her voice out.
Okay. Actually, I had a whole lot of stories from customers, and I was thinking of putting them on a blog, to start that. And then
a good idea.
Well, but my email crashed and I lost all those stories.
Oh, no.
Like from years past. So one story happened in a local church I was visiting, and the Lord told me, I always have anointing oil with me, and the Lord told me to give her a bottle of what I had with me. And so I did, and she was there by herself, and she shared with me that her husband was not a believer and that he would make fun of her going to church and everything, and so, putting her down and saying how ridiculous it was.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, use this oil with him. I said, is there something that he wears all the time? And as soon as I said that, I had a picture of like a cap, wears a cap all the time.
Because, oh,
yes,
what a good
wears
idea.
A cap all the time, yes.
The caps. I never even thought about anointing the caps. What a great idea.
Oh, you can anoint anything, honey. I think I even say on my website, anoint his fishing pole, his bass boat, his bowling balls, whatever he's going to be touching.
Anything.
Yeah. And so I said, just put a little dab in the back of his cap. And, because we pray that everything God is, everything the Holy Spirit is, would go with that oil, whether it's conviction, deliverance, just healing, the love, the peace of God. And then I saw her, it was on a Wednesday night Bible study, then I saw her the next Wednesday night, and she said, I want you to know that he has come to me, and we are actually sitting down reading the scriptures together.
Are you serious?
Serious.
After being one of those husbands that made fun of her religion?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So, and I'm not sure where they are now. I haven't seen her in a long, long time. I couldn't even remember her name. But
they're probably in church.
Probably in church somewhere.
That is
yes.
Wonderful. Tell me a little bit, before we go further, tell us a little bit about how Lion of Judah Oils came to be. Because I know there has to be a story there.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I was not looking to start a business. Matter of fact, just a few months before, the Lord had called me to stop the work that I was doing. I was working as a merchandiser. I was on the road all the time. Mm. And it was really hard for us financially, but, you know, he said, I want you to sit at my feet. And so that was about in April of 2008. In October, my husband and I were in the prayer room at our church. We would go over there to pray together sometimes. And he just laid it on my heart. He said, I want you to start making anointing oil for sale. And he gave me a couple of scriptures to read, and I didn't know, you know, I didn't know Exodus 30 at that time was, you know, it had things about the temple in it, and he led me to Exodus 30, 22 and following, which talks about the making of the special anointing oil for the priest, and then he told me to read Psalm 93, and it wasn't until I got down to the fifth verse, which is the last verse, and he said, holiness adorns your house. And he had just before that told me, of course, now that's speaking about the Lord's house. But he told me, I need a holy place for these oils to be made, and your house is holy. And then he, you know, asked me to read that psalm and that rhema off the page to me. I said, okay, I get it. So, okay, I'll do it, you know. And we had just had a big stock market crash in 2000, you know, in September of 2008. So
I remember that fall very well because that was the last. That was when I first heard from the Lord that he had retired me from working. I did go back to work in 2010 when I had a faith meltdown, but yeah, I remember that fall very well and all the, it was just a weird time.
Yeah, it's not what you'd call a prime time to start a new business.
No, it was probably the least prime time of our entire lifetimes.
Right,
but that's God, and that's when he'll do it.
Yeah, he's funny like that.
he wants you to know it was him, don't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah, because it has never entered my mind to start this business, and he just laid it in my lap, so I did. I'm like, fine, I'll do it. Hallelujah. I've always, you know, had a little bit of a head for business, and I've always loved fragrances. I've always collected perfume. I always liked incense, you know, just things like that. So
your oils are wonderful. I have been ordering from Lindy for a little while, and they are delightful. And the bottles are so pretty. I keep the bottles sitting out even when I'm not using them because I just love the way they look. But love the sweet fragrances of them.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Do you have any spiritual warfare stories that you can share with our listeners?
Yes. There's one that I had experienced a couple years ago that was new. Now, I've had to get into spiritual warfare. I've had to learn, you know, like by doing, as Nicole said, I've had to learn things the hard way.
Me too.
And there was a line of witchcraft in my mother's side of the family. So and then we adopted some children that had been used in satanic ritual abuse. So we had to learn a lot of things.
Wow.
But I was teaching a little series on spiritual warfare at our church, and there was a lady that showed up the very first night, and she said she'd been sent there by a friend because she was having some problems in her household with her daughter, and they were under heavy-duty spiritual attack. Now, her daughter had been into reading Wiccan, you know, witchcraft books,
that's what I was into before I got saved.
Yes, yes, and so that had opened the door, plus, you know, some other things were going on in the house, And the lady had said, well, why don't you go over to this church? They're having a series on spiritual warfare. It starts next week or whatever. And so she showed up. And that very first night, she started sharing with me things that were going on, things that were moving in the home by themselves, supposedly.
Oh, wow.
Well, the worst part of it was, now, I never did see the girls back, but the worst part of it was she was telling her that she was being attacked physically by some demons. And her daughter has spiritual sight. She can see the demons.
I can't even imagine how terrifying that would be. I've seen them, but I've never, like, you know, had come back with scratches on me or anything like that.
Yeah, well, that's what was happening. I mean, she said, I was sitting at the kitchen table with my daughter, and she said, they're scratching me right now. And she got up and went around the table and lifted up the back of her daughter's shirt, and sure enough, there were fresh scratches bleeding on her daughter's back.
Oh, that's just scary.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like you said, you get angry at the demons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she must have really gotten angry if they hurt her child.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, there's like a righteous anger that just swells up in me, and I know that's the anointing and the Holy Spirit, and, you know, it's like this, how dare you? It's like, you know, I serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine?
That's right.
We're going
that
to your house,
exactly,
and we're going
right.
to deal with it. Yeah, I mean, of course, I prayed. I didn't just up and go, but I prayed, and my son was with me, and my husband was with me. They were there at the study, so... you know, we talked about it and prayed. We just felt led. Let's go over there and clean that house out. We're just not having this anymore. So yes, we went over to the house, and we were praying in different rooms and trying to see and feel what's there and everything. Mm-hmm. And we knew that there was something really heavy duty back in the master bedroom. And there were things under the bed and on the bed. But I saw something like in the spirit, like it was as tall as the ceiling, and it was very defiant, very angry that we were there. And anyway, we blessed the house. We just bound everything. We cast it out. We anointed every doorway in the house. We anointed the people in the house. We pled the blood of Jesus and angels in, on, and around the house.
Wow!
And broke curses. That big one that was in the master bedroom, that was one that I believe had been there since before the land had been developed.
It was a land curse then.
Yeah, it was a land curse. It had belonged, you know, there is a history of the giants, you know, the Nephilim living in this area of the country. Yeah, we live, you know, about 80-something miles from Lexington. But anyway, they, you know, this was one that had been on the land, you know, pre-Columbian anyway.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah, we told him that he had no right because that land had been purchased by a blood-washed believer, and he had no right to be there anymore. It was her land, and he had to go, and he went.
I love that.
And then I had her dig out the books that she'd been reading.
those can't stay.
Yeah, right. So they put them outside the door, but they burned them in the trash burner the next day, I think so.
Yeah,
they were
burned
that week.
And when you're into the New Age and occult, like back when I was, and when, like, the time the demon appeared that walked through my bedroom wall and came towards me, came after me, he probably attached to me at that time. I was terrified. I was not Christian, and I had no idea what to do about it. You don't have a defense when you're in the occult. You have no defense against demons. I'm speaking to somebody right now that's come upon this program by accident. You've been having demonic attacks, and you don't know what to do, and they're scaring you. I'll tell you right now, there is only one thing you can do. The only authority, the only defense against demonic activity in your life is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you will give your life to him right now and just say, Lord, I give it to you. I'll do it your way. Let's try your way. God has a plan for your life, and he wants your life to go well, and you don't need the power of the occult. It is evil power, and the power doesn't just go outward. It works inwardly on your life, and they don't tell you that part. But if you will give your life to Jesus right now, you can overcome those demonic attacks, because then you have authority over them. Okay, go ahead.
Well, anyway,
Oh, that's awesome. Praise God. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was going to say, tell us some more anointing little stories. I love those.
Okay. well, there's one other one that I'd like to share. There was a household, their neighbors, it was a couple, and they were both attorneys. And they liked suing everybody over everything.
Oh.
That was their hobby. They did that for fun. and they had tried to sue them over several things, but nothing had ever, you know, they had never had any trouble. I mean, no judgments had been made against them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got some oil, and they went out, and they anointed their land, the corners of their land, and dedicated it with the oil. And then finally, they heard from the neighbors that they put their house up for sale. They said they just couldn't stand to live there anymore. They didn't know why, but they just had to get out of there. And it was like, well, you know.
I love that.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that.
No, but that didn't happen until after they'd anointed their property. So I'm a firm believer in anointing, you know, the corners of your property and everything and dedicating your property to the Lord.
I totally agree with that.
As well as your house itself. You know, I put layers of protection, you know, around me, around my living room, around my house, around my property. So, yeah, that's something, yeah. So those
very,
you know,
very
nasty
valuable.
Neighbors moved away. And
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah,
has God ever
even being offensive and not defensive with spiritual warfare, you know.
Oh,
don't wait for the devil attack. Use that authority right up front.
Yeah, if you can avoid the attacks, you can save your energy for other things God needs you for.
Yeah.
Tell us how you prepare the oils. Don't your oils come from Israel?
Yes, the olive oil itself does come from Israel. It's from trees, olive trees that are grown in the Negev desert. It's eating quality. Of course, my son wants to use it in spaghetti. I'm like, no, we're saving it for... That's the good, expensive oil that we import, honey. We don't use that in the spaghetti. Oh, I do apply some to my face, trying to stay young. Let me tell you, now all the recipes and the names of the oils came from the Lord through prayer.
Okay.
Every order is a special order. I don't make up a whole lot of oil. I make it up fresh, just a few ounces at a time.
Oh, wow.
No
wonder they always smell so good.
Yeah. So they're not sitting around getting stale or anything. Now, when I buy essential oils, I have tried various sources, but there are a lot of sources out there that are New Age or Wiccan.
Yes.
Because you know how the devil imitates everything. It's like you use a special oil for this or special oil for that.
Yes, because oils are used in smells.
Oh, yeah.
Fragrances
yeah.
are used in smells.
Yeah, and so I will never buy from any of those sources. I mean, you know, now I do break curses off at all my bottles and supplies that come in because they come from, you know, who knows where, you know, in Asia or something. Just in case somebody dedicated them to their God, I break that off.
Oh, that's good. That's a really good that you do that step.
Yeah, I don't want anything to come in sideways, you know.
No.
Yeah, that might do anything. And then the oil itself is consecrated. I buy it by the case. I bring it to church usually on a Wednesday night, you know, when just the true believers are there. You know what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll wait until after the service, and then you know we'll lay hands on it and dedicate it to the Lord. And like I said earlier, we ask that the Holy Spirit go everywhere, every molecule of oil goes, and just everything that God is would go with that oil. And plus, I don't allow anything, you know, the Lord said, this is a holy house. But, you know, like one time I had the TV on and a comedy show came on and it started getting, you know, unholy.
Yeah. I know. I don't watch those for that very reason because it seems like nobody can do comedy without being raunchy.
I know. Well, I really like this guy. He's the one that does puppets. I'll say that. I'm not going to mention names, but I said, you know, he started getting raunchy. I'm like, well, not around my bottles, you don't.
That's right.
And I shut the TV off, you know, and you know, I don't want any sound waves to come into my oils or my bottles or anything that have anything unholy. So So it's all consecrated and plus, I don't believe, you know, some people say, well, they'll write and say, do you have a special oil for healing or a special oil for deliverance? That just smacks of the witchcraft again. I don't see that in the Bible, so I'd say that any of our oils, even the unscented oils, can be used for any purpose. You know, I don't use a specific oil or a specific fragrance for any specific purpose. So that's just the way I feel about it. You know, you all may have something to share, but... That's how the oils, you know, that's what we do. That's how we make them. So
I love that. The Negev isn't that close to where Jesus was crucified in Israel?
I think it's more, I guess it would be because it's more in the southern area, I think.
Okay.
So I know that Abraham was there for a while.
Okay.
So.
I want Nicole to tell what happened when she used your oil. Lately,
oh yeah.
If she'll share that because I love that story.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell the other anointing oil story first, and then I'll get to that one because that one was good. The first one that I had with the oil wasn't Lindy Doyle because I hadn't gotten hers yet. I had heard a story where someone had a sign put in their business because they were having a lot of demonic activity coming into their business.
Mm-hmm.
People would wander around or steal things. It was very strange. And the lady was a Christian, so she put a sign over her door from the exterior, from the door that would come in outside into the building. Mm-hmm. And it said, all those that enter here are covered with the blood of Jesus. And so I thought, I would love to do that, but I can't put that up. My husband would flip out. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't have room for it anyway. So I prayed about it, and the Holy Spirit said, use the normal oil. So I took the oil, I poured it in a little container, I took a very small paintbrush, and I prayed over the oil, and I said, Lord, make this like your blood, like they did in Egypt when they applied to the doorpost. Put the power of your blood in this oil. And I wrote over every door of my house on the wall, using the doorpost as my line, my writing line, mm-hmm. and I put all those that enter here are covered with the blood of Jesus on every single door in my house. That afternoon, I went to church. I taught my lesson, and then I had church service. When I came back home, my husband stayed home with the children mm-hmm. in the afternoon. And he said, man, I don't know what's different today. He said, but I'm happy today. And my husband is bipolar. Wow. He's never happy. Okay. I was like, I know what happened.
I love that.
So that was a good one. Now, the second story, this amazed me beyond what I can tell you, because I've anointed him with oil before, different over the years, praying for him for different things. Mm-hmm. that I remember anointing his pillow, but you told me about Lindy's oil, so I had ordered a sample pack. Mm-hmm. And the other day he was demonstrating, he was manifesting again, put it that way, He looked sick. He looked like he was having a heart attack. Ooh. And I walked into the kitchen, and I was a little, well, the demon said, yeah, your husband's about to have a heart attack. He's going to die. And I said, you know what, God, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you have to do to get him saved, but I'm okay with whatever it is. Just give me strength. And what I did right there was I shut down whatever the devil was trying to do. And I felt mm-hmm. the anointing come heavy on me. So he went into the bedroom, and I said, I'm going to go pray for him. I was walking by the bathroom, and the Holy Spirit said, get the anointing oil and anoint yourself first. So I'm like, okay. So I got the Bride of Christ one, which is my favorite one. I anointed myself. I made sure I did not have, I had trace amounts on my finger, enough that where you couldn't feel it on purpose. Okay. Mm-hmm. I walked into the bedroom. I have learned to become sneaky now with my act, because this probably doesn't happen to many people, but because he's training me for warfare, I have conversations with the demons sometimes. They talk through my husband. My husband has no recollection of this. He doesn't remember it. I'll tell him about it sometimes after, and he just looks at me like I'm insane. But so I get into the bed, I pass my hand over his back, I make the sound of the crash real quick. You know, he does not feel it because I can't even feel it on my hand. I know this. I get into the bed. Immediately, he starts writhing around, and he says, what did you put on me? And I was like, yeah, I'm not about to tell you, because I know I'm not talking to him at this point. I know I'm talking to a demon. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not telling you what I just put on. But I'm fascinated by the reaction. So I said, I didn't put anything on you, baby, because I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to mm-hmm. me, right? You know. So he smells it, and he said, what is that smell? He's grabbing my hand. He's smelling it. I'm like, wow. They really want to know what this is. And he's pretending to be my husband, and he's talking to me in ways, but my discernment is gone up so high that I can tell now when I'm talking to him and when I'm talking to them.
That is helpful.
And, yeah. So finally, they know that I'm not going to give in. He turns to me and he says, they want to know what you put on them.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow. So I didn't tell him. And I just started praying in tongues in my mind, which is another thing that the Holy Spirit showed me is powerful. I mean, I know that tongues, speaking out loud is important, but I can do it just putting my hands on him and pray, and telling the Holy Spirit, I'm going to pray for Kevin, for my husband, and then I start praying in tongues in my mind. They actually try to pull my hands off of him.
Wow.
They tell me that it burns them. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And that never happened with any of the other oils. It only happened with Lindy's, didn't it?
Yeah. So she can tell you I already ordered some.
Yeah. Shipped out yesterday.
I love that. I love that story.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Can I throw in one thing?
Yes, please do.
I think it's especially important when, I've learned this the hard way, when you do any kind of spiritual warfare to cover yourselves and forbid them to give you any spiritual backlash. And the backlash that I used to get was I would run into spiders in my home.
Ooh, I hate spiders.
Every time I did deliverance on anybody, whether it was in my home or out of my home, I would start running into spiders. Well, that night that we ministered to that woman and her daughter, we were driving home. I said, I'll bet there's going to be a wolf spider in the bathtub when we get there. And also my husband said, I forbid you in Jesus' name to put any spiders in our house.
Those are the big, scary ones. I hate those the worst.
Yeah, because we've run into those before when doing warfare. So, I mean, other people may get backlash in a different way, but, so I even say out loud, I enjoy killing spiders if I have to. So it's like, if you are up here as a spider, just know that you will be squished or flushed.
Right. Yeah, that's your house.
Yes.
And they're freeloading.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Speaking of that, the other day I live in an older house and we added on to it, but I still think there's some mice in the walls. Mm-hmm. And the other day I heard them and I just put my hand on the wall and commanded them in the name of Jesus to leave, and they weren't allowed to come back, and I haven't heard them in my house since then.
I would do that with the spiders.
Yes,
you can. You can actually do that with pets. Sometimes you have to do it over and over with insects. Although at that one old house I lived at, I could not get rid of the fleas, but I found out after I moved out of there, the reason was because I did not restrict my son's behavior in that house, and he was not a Christian. And so the Lord showed me that curses had fallen on me and on the house because I was the spiritual head of the house, and I had allowed things to go on that I knew about, and I didn't.
Well, I had ticked off a witch a couple of years ago, and I went downstairs to sort laundry, and the laundry room is right off the garage, so every now and then we would get spiders in there. Well, I went down there, and they were small, but I counted 23 spiders.
Spiders?
Yeah. I was like, every piece of laundry I picked up, it was just my fingertips, and I'd shake it. And I finally said, oh, this is ridiculous. I know where this came from. It dawned on me. I said, I know you've been sent here, and in Jesus' name I command you all to leave. And I went upstairs, and then later, that was in the afternoon, and later in the evening after supper, I went down to sort the laundry again. I'm like, they better be gone. And they were gone.
Wow.
So somebody had, put a curse on the house, and, that was before I was doing some regular spiritual warfare to cover my house, that those things were allowed to come in. So, there are ways that matter of fact, I've got a morning prayer that I'm going to put on my website for people to pray. Just, this isn't counted as your prayer time. This is just counted as, this is just to cover your day.
For protection, yeah.
Yeah, for protection, right.
Yeah, I pray those too. What do you do on a regular basis to keep your house protected? Is it the prayer of protection, or is there other things?
Well, we do anoint the property from time to time, but I do say that prayer every day, and because one time several years ago I was praying over specific people, and I was doing spiritual warfare, like, binding and loosing. I was loosing the spirit of God on them and binding the spirits on them. Like, I said, Lord, I get tired of doing this. How often do I have to do this? And he said, give us this day our daily bread. So I try to cover everybody every 24 hours that I'm praying for.
I do too.
And and myself, my home.
I covered the home. Yeah, that's how I did it, too. I just wondered if he had shown you anything that was different that I was not doing.
Yeah. Well, I cover our home, our workplaces, our families, our friends, our pastors, our congregation, just whoever the Lord tells me to pray for that day. And you don't even have to say each name out loud. You can picture them in your head, and the Lord knows who you're talking about. So even if you have a huge list of people, especially when you start praying for a congregation.
Has God ever spoken to you directly about anointing oils and using them? Obviously, he told you to start the company, so he's obviously in favor of them, and we know they're biblical.
Mm-hmm.
Has
mm-hmm.
he spoken to you things about them that you could share with us?
Well, you know, just like I said about breaking curses or dedications, you know, when I'm making them, that for anything that came from a different place. And I do make the Exodus recipe. We call it Behind the Veil. It's not on the website. He's told me not to put it on the website because I know it's Old Testament, but there are some restrictions on how to use it. You're only to use it on priests. And I know if you're a believer, mm-hmm. You're counted as a priest. So if believers use it on other believers, that's fine, but I don't want people going around slapping that on everything. So if you mm-hmm. want, you have to ask for it specifically. We don't put it on the site. That's one of the main things. So I'm just careful about those restrictions.
Wow.
So
yeah, that one should come with instructions, huh?
Yes, absolutely. I figure if they're asking for it, they already know what those restrictions are. So, but I remind them just in case.
That sounds like a good one. I'd like to try that one. I'll have to remember.
Yeah, me
that.
Too.
Sure. Just send me an email. Okay. So, yeah, we'll do any of our bottles in that particular fragrance. But like I say, it's not. You can't click on that. You have to write and specifically ask. So.
Okay. Nicole, will you share with us what God taught you about putting on the armor? I get a lot of questions about how to put on the armor and things like that.
Well, I think you need to understand what the armor is and that you apply it just by being a Christian. Once you've kind of gone through your life and you realize, okay, I'm doing all these things. And then after that, what I started doing, he told me to put it on every day. So spiritually, as soon as I get out of the bed or before I'm going to war over him at night, because I start doing it when he's sleeping so that they don't talk to me. So I really don't like talking to them.
Right.
Yeah. Look, because some of the things they've told me, they've actually argued with me and wanted to know why I thought they were evil. And
that's funny.
Yeah. Who told you we were evil? I was like, the Bible. then they said, you're going to put your faith in a storybook. I was like,
storybook.
Oh, yes, I am. It's not
they wish it was a storybook, don't they? That's funny.
I know. I remember, like what she said, the anointing just comes on you and you just have that righteous. That's what, when they said that to me, that hit me. I was up against the back of the bed and I said, God's word is eternal. And yes, I do put all my faith in that.
Amen.
And after the fact, when it was done, he looked at me and he said, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And he said, what, you look different. He said, you were upset a while ago, and now you're just glowing. And the Holy Spirit said, well, that's the Holy Spirit, you know. He's seeing it. He just doesn't know how to describe what you're saying. That was pretty cool. But so what I do is in my mind, visually, like she was saying, visualizing, I visualize, I'll pray each piece on specifically, and I see Jesus put it on me. And then I see myself standing with all the armor, and I do that in the morning, and sometimes I do it at night, too, before I'm going to bed since I'm sleeping next to them.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet it drives them crazy they can't get to you. You must be giving the devil a terrible migraine. That's so funny.
Also
can I share something?
Angels around me.
Oh, absolutely. Please do.
Yes, about the armor. You know, I had learned about that all my life. And when I raised my boys, they had the play armor and they had the posters with the armor and all that. And, you know, but I really didn't understand about putting it on every day. And recently I read an article or an interview about a man that used to be into witchcraft. He was in a coven. And he said they can tell who has put their armor on or not because their angels have it on or don't have it on. He said, if you don't put it on, they don't put it on. And so you're more open and susceptible to spiritual attack if you haven't put it on. And I can discern a great difference in the peace of my life, my household and everything, you know, since I started putting it on every day. I thought, I mean, I've been a Christian for like over 37 years. And you know, I thought, well, that's cute. And I understood each part was important, but I didn't understand the importance of doing it daily, of putting it on daily and recognizing what each piece is for, you know, what it means. But he said they can, you know, those witches that have spiritual sight, they can tell whether you've put it on because their angels will not have it on if you don't. And you know his angels or demons are coming in with theirs on. So.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I
like and that.
I mean, I can't think of why he would lie of saying that. I mean, I can't
say that with my own eyes,
but why would he say that if it weren't true?
No,
so.
It has to be true.
In fact, I can interject with that. My dad sees, we have an angel that's in the church that's assigned to our church, and he sees it from time to time guarding the church. I've only seen one angel, and I tell you that I have four children, but I lost four children.
Oh, wow.
I had two miscarriages, and I had two stillborns. And
the devil
had told my mom that he did not want her seed reproducing, and he was attacking my children. And
really?
Yeah. So I really believe that my children have a calling, all of them, for something, and he didn't want them. He didn't want them coming. And so even though I lost four, I still have four. You know, God doesn't work in division. He gives you what you're supposed to have anyway, no matter what the devil tries to do.
Yeah.
And so one day when I had my first one, they were 8 years apart, and I was pregnant for my second child. And I was having some of the same symptoms, and when the ones that I had lost, I was like 5 months pregnant. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't early. I had to deliver them. And I was having some of the same pains after I even had surgery to fix the problem.
Uh-huh.
And I remember being completely freaked out and just crying and just fussing at God, just saying, I can't go through this again. What is going on? You know how we do when we get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say anything. And I turned over. And it was dark. My husband was at work because he was working graveyard at that point. And I turned over in the dark. I saw an angel. I didn't see the whole angel. God only lets you see what you can handle. It probably would have scared me after that.
I love to see angels like that. It's so cool.
But I saw the armor that it had on, and I saw all the little chinks in the metal of its armor, and it had an eagle with the wings spread out. And all I got to see was the breastplate. That was all I needed to see. And I looked up, and it was so big that the head was past the ceiling.
Wow.
I didn't get to see the head, but I knew that it was there. I knew it was there to protect me, and I just turned over and went to sleep.
Wow.
And, I wasn't worried at all after that.
Mm-hmm. That is, I love that story about the angel.
Could I add one more thing, please?
Yes, please do.
Okay, I was reading in James 5 this morning, and I feel like this is important to say. James 5:7, it says that Jesus was heard because of his reverent submission.
Just a note here, Lindy called me after we recorded the show, and we have a correction here. That scripture is actually Hebrews 5:7.
And I believe that obedience is really important to answered prayer.
Oh,
and I don't want anybody to think that you can, you know, live an ungodly life and just start slapping oil everywhere. I mean, I really feel like the obedience of the believer is what is one of the things that gives you power, more power.
That
remember,
is so
Jesus,
true, and I am so glad you brought that up. Please, tell us all about
that. It's not a magic potion. It's not, you know,
love
potion number 9 or any of that kind of thing. And don't
don't
you dare try to use it for that.
No.
But not saying you, but anybody listening.
No, I know.
Yeah, but, you know, like the Lord said, you know, he has nothing in me. You know, the more of Jesus, you know, the Holy Spirit that you have, you know, the more power and anointing that you walk in and to not have any sin or unforgiveness or anything like that in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really important to the Lord. So,
yes,
you know, to be pleasing to him first.
Walking in as much holiness as you possibly can. If you have sinned, you're trying to get rid of it. You're begging God for help. And walking in as much love as you possibly can, that is a form of warfare all itself.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's more important than the oil, I feel like. I mean, you know.
The oil is not a magic potion, and we don't want to make it sound like it is at all. But,
yeah, because God is love. He's not he doesn't love us. He is love. So when we respond in love, we're letting God work through us. We're letting him work in our lives. And so I've learned that that's the biggest weapon that I can have in warfare for my husband is to not let my emotions get the better of me, to just respond in love or not talk at all. just to keep my mouth shut and just let them run and run and run and just say, okay, God, you got it. Yeah. And that stops what the devil's doing.
Yeah, because he is trying to provoke you. Anytime there are demons in another person, they're going to try to provoke you as a Christian. Because any ungodly response, then they will attack you with it, with condemnation, and they'll use it to slander you any way they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's a difficult part of being a Christian, is having to die to that sort of thing.
Yes, yeah. It's all part of taking up your cross and dying daily.
Yes.
Self has to go.
Self has to go. That's it. We have to kick self out. Make room for Jesus.
I read a book several years ago called The Kingdom of Self, and it says we're all on this chart somewhere between being a screaming, crying baby that has to have everything it wants now to being Jesus who will die for those that don't even love him. We're all somewhere along that chart, you know.
Wow.
You know, you start out completely selfish as a physical, you know, physically born as a newborn. You're completely selfish. You know, you cannot do for anybody, you know, all the way to, you know, Jesus dying on the cross. We're all somewhere along that graph.
Yeah, he died even for those who spit on him.
Yes.
I love
that. When you realize that he loves them as much as he loves us, even though they're not saved, it helps you deal with people better, because he doesn't love them or us any more than he loves them.
That's
right. No matter what they're doing.
That's right.
That's right. That is exactly right.
That's amazing.
Libby, tell people where to find your site, and if you have any new customer specials or anything like that you want to tell us about.
Okay. Well, our website is www.lojoil.com. That L-O-J stands for Lion of Judah. That's the name the Lord told me to give the company. Really, we don't have any specials right now. We do have some things on eBay. We do have a new fragrance, though, that I just put on. So I was thinking of offering a special of whenever they order to also include a little pouch of unscented oil in case there's some place you want to put it and you want to make sure absolutely that nobody can smell it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you have to be stealthy. And then one vial, too, of our new fragrance. It's called Holy Wind, and I tell about it on the website that it was this was upon request of a new oil to be used in China. And it's the recipe the Lord gave me, and it's a spirit-inspired name. So.
Wow.
I was thinking about doing that. So let's just do that. You'll get a little gold pouch with unscented and the new scent. So, and I just added that scent in, Nicole, so you didn't get that. I'll have to send you one of those.
That. Yes.
Yeah, it's an unusual scent. It's beautiful though. So
I think this would be a really good time to order oil, because if you are giving gifts at Christmas, you can anoint them before you give them.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yes, anointing in stealth mode is a great idea.
Yes.
So if any of you are going to place an order with Lion of Judah oils, mention that you heard Lindy on the Wings radio show, and she'll give you those free items.
Absolutely, yes. And when you get together with family and friends and all that, you know, like we have family that doesn't believe like we do. They don't understand the gifts of the Spirit or, you know, things like that. And you know, just whenever you get together with everybody, just take authority before you even get to the house. Just plead the blood of Jesus over everybody there and bind everything of the enemy. Tell them, forbid them to speak or manifest in any way in Jesus' name unless you call them forth, okay?
Wow, that's
good. I mean, you know, if you can minister to somebody privately that's wanting it or needing it, that's different. But yeah, I mean, all these family reunions and all that kind of stuff at the holidays can go a whole lot better and a lot more smoother and a lot more. You know, everybody's more cheerful. Everybody's happy when they're not under torment. You know, they might be trying to torment your relative, not just you, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Demons are equal opportunity tormentors. So
this is true.
Bind it all.
They
you know?
Are. I like that.
Yeah, and speak the peace of God as you walk onto that property. May your peace go with you and surround you and everybody that you're with. So you'll have a lot better time this holiday season if you don't get into theological arguments with people and all that. So
true.
Yeah. March
Very
in there and use your authority.
Very good advice. I like that. Very good advice.
It works. Yeah. You know, it really
does. And the one that's the most fun to encounter at Christmas time is the Jezebel spirit. Somebody just asked me about that one again yesterday, because I've had some up close personal and not so fun encounters with that one.
Ooh, I have to.
She's not fun. She's a vile, mm-hmm. nasty. If Satan has a wife, I think that's it right there.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
She's just vile.
The other day, talking about anointing things like that for trips and family things, the other day my mother-in-law wanted me to go shopping with her. And we don't do that very often. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to take my anointing on my purse and anoint her car while we're driving. And I did that, and she never knew. And we had such a nice trip, nothing, she was not negative, and that's not normal for her. And it was like, wow, that was, thank you, Jesus.
I like that, yeah. Yeah, Nicole definitely needs some stealth mode oil, Lindy.
Absolutely. Yeah, I need to get some unscented, yeah, because apparently, yeah, they were very fascinated by, I just still can't get over that reaction.
I can't either. That is, and even, and for them even to say they want to know what you put on them.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they try really hard to pretend that they're my husband, but I know it's not. And so now I just kind of laugh and just go with it. Sometimes,
yeah.
You know, like the other day I was praying on them, and they, like I said, that was the same night with the oil, and they were trying to get my hands off, and I wasn't budging, and so that he would say, you know, oh, I'm tired. Just leave me alone. I'm tired. And I'm like, yeah, right. So finally he rolled over. And so I just hugged him like a bear hug. Mm. And they laughed and they said, huh, good one. In other words, they knew that he wasn't going to take my hands off of me, and they were stuck for a while. I just kept on praying.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. His number's up, honey.
His number is definitely up. It's up. They don't stand a chance against Nicole. Not at all.
That's right.
Not at all. I love that.
I want to hear all about it when it happens.
Me too. Oh,
yeah.
Me too. I had so many demons on me, I didn't need to worry about anybody else's. I needed to work on mine.
I hear you.
Because 36 years in the world, y'all, unchurched, it was bad. I was just a heathen, a full, full-blooded heathen when God saved me. So I had plenty to work on just with me.
Oh, me too. I mean, when I got the Holy Spirit baptism, it was like somebody hit a hornet's nest with a baseball bat. I was going to lose my mind for a while. And, you know, but God put me in touch with people that knew what was going on. So
yeah,
able to help me.
Funny.
Yeah.
Do either of you have anything else that you want to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to add some information about the music that's on our site. Almost
page
has music.
Because you're going to fall in love with the music when you go to Lindy's site. I did.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The piece that's being played on most of the pages is called Healing Wings. It's by Kathy Mart, who is a Christian. She lives in South Carolina, and I think she's the worship leader in her church, too. She has 4 CDs out. Each one's a little bit different. But her music is just absolutely anointed. I wrote to her one time. I said, how do you compose this stuff without falling off the piano bench?
Right.
Because, you know, you just about fall out. I mean, I use it for prayer. I use it lots of times when I'm just having a quiet time. And I think it's important to have, it just helps bring the anointing, brings the presence of the Lord to you. And there are no words to it. Like if you're trying to just sit and listen, see what the Lord has to say, there are no words to the music that could influence you, you know. Like
it is beautiful. I bought 5 songs after I heard that Healing Wings, and that was the first one I bought. Uh-huh. And I'll play part of that at the end of the show so people can hear just a sample of it, too.
Okay, good.
And there is a link to her music on Lindy's site, on Line of Judah Oil's site. There is a link to Kathy Mart's music, and it is incredible. I bought it to use for prayer time and worship.
Mm-hmm.
It is
well,
so
I had so many
calming.
People writing and asking me about the music that I just put a page about our music on the site because
I was so
I was
glad
spending
you did
too
that.
Much time. Even if they didn't order, they wanted to know about the music. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I don't need any oil, but where'd you get that song?
Yeah, and if you go to iTunes or something, some of her albums say New Age, but she's not New Age. They just did not know how to label soaking music.
Yeah.
She's 100% Jesus, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's beautiful instrumental music. It is
yes.
so calming. I listened to it. I left your site pulled up on my computer yesterday for, I think, 2 hours just listening to that song over and over because it was so beautiful.
Yes.
Until I had time to go over there and buy those songs because it was so calming. My 2 little chihuahuas even fell asleep while I had it playing.
Yes.
And yeah. anything that'll put chihuahuas to sleep, trust me, is very calming. If you have chihuahuas, you know.
Well, you know, we were talking about Jezebels. In the last few years, I've had some run-ins with Jezebels, and they are so, so wicked. And they try to rip you to shreds, and they try to make threats against you. Well, she's got one CD called He Restores My Soul. And if you listen to that from beginning, I think somebody's trying to call me. I hope that's not coming through on your phone.
It just beeped, but it's okay.
It's beeping, yeah. If you listen to that and just lie there, it's like you could lie down and just be all tore up inside and go, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me. By the end of the CD, you're like, oh, hallelujah.
Wow. I love that.
And you can pray for that person and ask God to bless that person. It's just He really does restore your soul in the process of that music. So
I love that.
It's definitely miraculous music. I love it. Yeah.
Anointed music and anointed oil.
Yes.
That puts us way out ahead in the spiritual warfare field, y'all.
Absolutely.
That's true. When I was young, like I said, I've been playing the piano since I was 9 years old, and I'm 38. I would play just the piano in our living room. We had 2 living rooms, and I'd play until the Holy Spirit fell into the room, and you could just feel. And I was really young, I didn't even know what I was doing, but I would just write and play and just.
Wow.
So I think I'm going to work on doing just the instrumental thing, because that comes out of me without thinking. Writing words to things isn't as easy, but I have all kind of stuff I have stored on my piano that gives me something to think about.
Yep, that would be a great idea, because he has anointed you to be a worship leader, and you and I were talking about you may start a spiritual warfare blog or website, and if you do, that would be a place that you could use that music too, and it would bless other people.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Well, I want to thank you both so much for being on this show. I know many, many listeners are going to be blessed by the stories and testimonies that you shared.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us.
I'm sure I will be having you again in the future on here if you both can make the time, because this has been, I mean, I even took notes. I even wrote down notes on some of the things that you said, because, you know, everybody that God teaches spiritual warfare to, He gives different revelations to. And if we all put our pieces that we get together, we can all be more effective against the kingdom of darkness. And we're going to need that more and more as time goes on. We need it enough now, but we're going to need it even more.
Yes, we are a body.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are the
body.
We
need the eyes, we need the ears, we need the feet.
Yes, we need it all, don't we?
yes, we really do need each other. That's important to work together.
Thank you so much for being on this show. And God bless you as you go forth in your ministries.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now I would like to play for you Kathy Martz, Healing Wings. I will post a link to her website in the description. It is Kathy Martz, Kathy with a C, C-A-T-H-Y, M-A-R-T, music.com. You will love this. It's so beautiful. I hope it blesses you. That was Healing Wings by Kathy Mart at kathymartmusic.com. That's all I have for y'all this week. I pray that this show has been a great blessing to you, and I pray that you will share it with your friends as well to help them to learn more about spiritual warfare. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning in to hear Glenda Linkous on Wings Radio tonight. We hope that you have been encouraged and inspired in your daily walk with Christ. You can find more of Glenda's talks on her YouTube channel, Texas Author and the Number One. You can contact Glenda by email at wingsofprophecy@gmail.com. Or by mail at Glenda Linkous, P.O. Box 127, Princeton, Texas, 75407. Wings Radio is a non-denominational program and is not affiliated with any church or nonprofit organization.